I think the provision where parents can add children up to age 26 to their health insurance has made a big difference. We've been able to work with parents as well as young adults to be able to get on their parents' health insurance. I think the other thing is for Medicare beneficiaries not having to pay the copay for preventive services. And then anybody who has been currently insured but develops a serious illness like cancer or has a major health problem, the fact that they still remain insured and there was no gap in their coverage and there was no interruption of their coverage and there was no problem with their coverage, that is a huge benefit. Basically, anybody who has had insurance throughout this time has benefited from that.
Has that changed, for instance, what problems people are bringing to your office? Is that, say, a category of problems that no longer exists or exists a lot less because of that change?
Definitely. You know, in the past, we used to have cases of people who, like one lady who I remember who had just gotten diagnosed with cancer tumors in her brain. And all of a sudden, when she was just about to start receiving treatment, she got notice that her health plan had been dropped and that she would not be covered for that, and then was scrambling to get health insurance. So we don't see those kinds of cases anymore, thank goodness.
What sort of questions are people asking your organization about the health care law?
Most of the questions I think that we're getting are from consumers who are trying to figure out if they might be eligible for health insurance now, and if so, what kind of health insurance. So, you know, we have some people who were able to direct to the Illinois Pre-Existing Condition Health Insurance Plan, and then other people who, depending on their age, we may be able to refer them to the provision about that they can get on their parents' insurance.
Are you working with employers at all, and what sort of questions might they have?
We have worked with some employers, and we're actually trying to get the word out that small employers, if they have 25 or fewer employees, and if they pay 50% or more of those premiums, and if the average salary for their employees is under $50,000, that they are eligible for a tax rebate for paying the health insurance premiums. And we've started to work with, there's a small business locally and then also a small nonprofit who want to find out more about how they go about applying to get that rebate. And healthcare consumers ourselves actually applied for that and was able to receive a tax rebate of over $2,800.
If this law, or part of this law, is struck down by the Supreme Court, what then?
Well, my understanding is that the main issue that could happen at the Supreme Court has to do with the individual mandate, and that if the individual mandate is struck down, there's a question about whether the rest of the law survives intact. All of the information I have says that it would survive intact and that it would still move forward, but basically what would be missing, you know, there's sort of a carrot and a stick to try to get people to take health insurance, and the stick would be gone from the penalty for people who don't enroll and take the insurance. However, I actually think that if the rest of the law is implemented and it holds its promise to make health insurance affordable to Americans, especially Americans below 400% of the federal poverty level, I think people who are currently uninsured will want to get health insurance.